Cough test towers, Sunday the 23rd of July, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, The Nature of Golus. This week's tow away has been sponsored by Lichvod Simchas HaBar Mitzvah of Yeshaya Dansky.
So the Rambam in Hilchus Melochim talks about Moshiach. At the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes, "Kol mi she'eino ma'amin boy." Anybody that doesn't believe in Moshiach doesn't believe in the concept. Doesn't believe that Moshiach is coming. Doesn't believe that Moshiach is necessary. Kol mi she'eino ma'amin boy. Oy mi she'eino mechake lebi'osoy. Or anyone that doesn't anticipate his arrival. Such a person, says the Rambam, who koifer batoira. He's a koifer, an apokuris. So we know already that the Rambam gives us the list of the things we need to believe in, which have been condensed into the Ani Ma'amins. Slightly more detailed versions in his Akdomah to Perek Chelek and Sanhedrin, which we've just begun, Daf Yomi, of course. So, one of the Ani Ma'amins is Beviyas HaMoshiach. But the Chora, someone who doesn't believe, therefore, someone who doesn't believe in Moshiach, just like all the other Ani Ma'amins, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mani, Boyer Mani, Chol HaBruim, and Shekol Divrei Nevi'im Emes, and Zos HaTorah Losim Muchlefes, such a person is a Kofer. But the Rambam takes it further to say, Oy mi she'enoy mechake leviyosoy. Someone that doesn't yearn, someone that doesn't long for the coming of Mashiach, such a person is also a koifer. So the obvious question is, why does that make him a koifer? If he believes in Mashiach, he believes in the concept, he believes that Mashiach will come, believes that we need Mashiach, but he's not mechake lebiyosoy. He's not yearning Mashiach's arrival. He's not mechake, he's not mitzape. He's ma'amin, but not mitzape. He's a koifer, for that he's a koifer. The Rambam says yes. Kol mi she'enoy ma'amin, oy mi she'enoy mechake. That means even if somebody believes, ani ma'amin be'emuno shleim beviyas HaMoshiach, but he doesn't finish off and say, va'af al pi she'is ma'mea im kol ze achake loy, apokuris. Such a person is a koifer. So this is a plea. You don't find this with any of the other ani ma'amins, that some added denied some added condition attached to the emunah that's required. It's enough that a person believes that there's a Borei Olam. It's enough that a person believes that they can daven to Ribbono Shel Olam. It's enough that the person believes that the Torah was given through the Nevi'im, and every word of theirs is MS. It's enough for a person to believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Goymel Tov L'Shem Mitzvoyisov, a man L'Shem Mitzvoyisov Tchias Amesim. But when it comes to Moshiach, the ma'amin sheyovoy is not enough. There's got to be im kol ze achakeloi. And kol mi she'einu mechakeloi. So koifa batura uva nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Azo shtayt the Rambam. So clear? The truth is a tzustel to this can be found in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says that when a person moves on from this world, the person passes away, he'll be brought before the Bezen Shomala, and he'll have to sit in judgment, and he'll be asked a series of questions. Nososav and Nosata Be'emuno is one. Kovato Itim La Torah, oh, Torah away. Anywhere that comes to Torah, we'll be able to answer in the affirmative. Kovato Itim La Torah, did you fix times for learning? fixed times for learning. And then there's another question that every Yid is asked when he comes up and says to Shomai. What's that question? Tzipiso li Yeshua. Tzipiso li Yeshua. Did you yearn for Moshiach? Did you yearn for salvation? Tzipiso li Yeshua. It doesn't say, did you believe in Moshiach? It asks whether you yearn for Moshiach. Tzipiso li Yeshua. That's the question. They don't even ask you whether you believed. They don't even ask whether you are animamin. The question was whether you are animitzape, animechake. Tzipiso. Those of you who daven Nusach Sefard will find it easier to answer that question. Because in Ashkenaz we finish with the words Kidishawoscho Kivinu Kalayoim. And Nusach Sefard had the words Umetzapim Nishua. Metzapim Nishua. We are yearning for Mitzapim. The truth is Kivisi is also Lashon of Metzapim, that's the truth. Exactly. Kidishawoscho Kivinu. But the Lashon of Chazal is specifically not Kiviso li Yeshua, but Tzipiso li Yeshua. So Metzapim Yeshua is seemingly more accurate. Nonetheless, it seems to be that there is a Tanai built into this Emunah that says for somebody to stum believe in Yeshua, believe in Geula, believe in Moshiach is not sufficient. What's required is an extra dimension called Tzipiso li Yeshua, and the person needs to be Metzapim li Yeshua. Let's try and understand why, and perhaps that will also reveal to us a little bit about the opposite nature, the opposite of Gula, which is Golus and the nature of Golus. So Kiyidua in Rishonim, it says that however you describe Yemos HaMoshiach, and there's many different descriptions in Chazal, and there are even different descriptions in Tanakh, that's the truth. One thing is clear, that after Moshiach arrives in this world, the ability to learn Torah, the ability to keep mitzvahs, the ability to be a good Jew will be made immeasurably easier. It will be natural to serve Hashem. Just like in this world at the moment, during Golus, where a person's teva leads them towards Chet and towards Taiva, and it's a struggle to overcome the Yetzer Hara and to have Kavona during davening and to concentrate during learning and all of these things, because the Teva lends itself towards the Yetzer Hara, towards evil and towards negativity. After Yemos HaMoshiach, there'll be a world where that reality will be completely in reverse, where the natural tendency of a person will be to be a good Yid, where the Bechira, the natural Bechira will be the Toiv, and you'll have to battle the forces of Toiv if you want to perform evil, Chas v'Shalom. It says before in the Shodan, there still needs to be Bechira after Moshiach, the Maisa. There still needs to be some Bechira after Moshiach. Because if there isn't, how can we use those days to prepare for Olam Haba? And the whole Tachlis, as the Gemara says, in Moshiach, Moshiach is only a Hachona l'Olam Haba. Hachona. So how can you be making for something if you're not struggling? Everything has to be al pi zchus. You have to merit olam haba. So the answer is just like today, we have to struggle against the Yetzer Hara to perform that which is good. After Yemos HaMoshiach, it's the same thing in reverse. There'll still be bechira. There'll still be an option of doing an avera, but lemaisa umolo haores deo es Hashem kamayim layom lechasim. The whole world will be filled with the knowledge and awareness of the Rebbeinu Shloim. It'll be very difficult to perform an avera. The Maharal explains that this is the definition of the geula of the Shekhinah itself. Stated in the Zohar that during Golus, it's not just Klal Yisrael that are in Golus, but there's a concept called Shechintu beGoluso, that the Shekhinah itself is trapped. Somehow in Golus, the Shekhinah itself gets trapped. With the Yemos HaMoshiach, the Shekhinah is released and is left to shine in the world to such an extent that it penetrates the neshama of every single Yid, that there's only one thing that every Yid wants to do, and that is the Rotzen Hashem. This, in a very, very, very brief description, defines and describes for us what Yemos HaMoshiach looks like. It's a time of utopia, spiritual utopia, time of Limud HaTorah, Shmiras HaMitzvos, Gilui Kvod Malchuso Yisbarach. That's what Moshiach thought about. If a person looks around the world today, it's not difficult to see Shechintu BeGoluso. It's not difficult to see that the Shechila, the force of good and the force of Torah, the force of mitzvahs in the world, is very much captive to negative forces. With every Torah that passes, the spiritual sensitivity of the Torah becomes weaker and weaker. Yes, Bekamus, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael is doing very well, at least within our own Kehillah. But Be'echus, and also in the wider Kehillah, it's a tragedy. It's an absolute tragedy. That doesn't need a lot of explanation. So, as David HaMelech says, Lulei he'emanti lirois b'tuv Hashem be'eretz chayim, a person that has true emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, a person that really believes that the Ribbono Shel Olam is good, and that he created this world for our benefit, and derech ha'tov lehetiv, and ki omarti olam chesed yibone, and that this world is supposed to be a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misaver to because he wanted a dir b'tachtonim, and this is supposed to be a vehicle of kvod shomayim, and every single person in the world is supposed to be a vehicle for kiddush Hashem. Anybody that believes those fundamentals, and yet looks around and looks out on the street, or hears what's going on in the wider world, sees that there's a tremendous incongruency. A Ribbono Shel Olam was a Bashafen developed, that this should be a place that is a vehicle for Kvod Shomayim, and then you see the world as it is, you see this enormous discrepancy, there's an enormous gap between what must have been the Kavan of the Ribbono Shel Olam and what you see going on all around us. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam had in mind. This is the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayar Elokim Ki Tov. This is what we call good. We've arrived. We've arrived at the zenith. We've arrived at the pinnacle of humanity. This is what we've got. Look around us. This is the grand godly project called Olam Hazeh. It's a disaster. It doesn't make the Ribbono Shel Olam look very good. You can say such a thing. Ken is I. Can't be that this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam had in mind. Asher Al Kein, a person that sees a world that is in such disarray and understands that this could not have been the original kavanah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, such a person can only naturally be mitzapeh liyishua. Such a person can only think one thing: when will it all come to an end? When will the Ribbono Shel Olam bring down the curtain on his show? When will the Ribbono Shel Olam release his shechinah, so that people naturally tend towards good, so that people naturally tend towards kindness, so that people naturally tend towards life and not celebrate the opposite of life? Why does the world always have to be in conflict, both on the grand scale between nations and internally even in our own Kehillah? Why is the natural default position one of machlokes? Why can't there be a default position of shalom? So Hashem already says, shalom is not natural in Olam Hazeh. You have to fight against the tide to create shalom. It's easy to get into machlokes. So a person dreams of a world that Ribbono Shel Olam must have had in mind. So a person can only naturally, right, the sequence in his thinking is, Nu Ribbono Shel Olam, show us such a world. And they understand that only through Moshiach can such a world come to be. Oz Ehefoich is a lotion of when Moshiach comes, the Ribbono Shel Olam will just flip a switch in our head. Where the natural tendency of humankind is towards machlokes and towards fighting, and towards jealousy and kino v'sachros, right? All of a sudden the switch is flipped, literally flipped. HaKadosh Baruch Hu flips the switch and everybody says, you know what, you go first. Ich bin mevater. It's not natural at the moment. So a person that is a true animanin in the first of the Ikrei Emunah, it's not just a ma'amin that Moshiach is coming, but he's a mitzapeh that Moshiach is coming. Because he can't tolerate the world as it stands and somehow reconcile it with the emunah, the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is all good. There's goyim tov shomrim mitzvosof. Where do you see goyim tov shomrim mitzvosof today? He says, Kum Toi said that tzipil the Yeshua is a chelek in the emunah in the Yeshua. Now, Zoi steht mefurish in the smack. In the very first mitzvah, just like the Rambam, who says that the first mitzvah of the Tarag mitzvahs is Emunah Ribbono Shel Olam, the smack also lists as his first mitzvah the mitzvah of Emunah Ribbono Shel Olam, but he takes it one step further. It's Taka Akasha, by the Rambam, of all people, Taka doesn't bring this. Sagt der Smak, and this is a Loshon of the Smak. Shesh lonu lahamin, the first mitzvah is, Shesh lonu lahamin, shoyt yonu mitzroim, tichsiv, anoichi Hashem elokecha, shoyt sisicho. So that the Chor would be enough. That the first mitzvah is to believe that Baruch Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. The Chor, that would be enough. I believe Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. But he continues. Ba'al korchim me'acha shehu dibur hochi ka'omar keshem she'ani roitze she'ta'aminu bi she'ani hoitzeisi eschem kach ani roitze she'ta'aminu bi she'ani Hashem elokeichem ba'ani osid lekabetz eschem mul hoshiachem. You have to believe not just that I took you out of Mitzrayim once upon a time, but part of the mitzvah of Emunah Rebbein Shloim is that you must believe that I will take you out and I will be Mekabes Galuyos. V'chein yorshi'enu b'rach mavshein is another Loshem Nusach Safad. K'dechsiv v'shovi kibetzchu mekol ha'amin. By stories of the smack, a chelik of the mitzvah in Emunah that Rebbein Shloim is running the whole world and that he took us out of Mitzrayim is also the Emunah that Rebbein Shloim will bring about a Geula, that he will be Mekabes Nidchei'amo Yisrael. Because if a person believes in this chelik of the Rebbein Shloim, then muzayin that there'll be another chelik, that there'll be a Yeshua one day. So the Gemara of Mitzir Daf Pehei, Gemara that is often learned this time of year, famous Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Ma'idichsiv miho isha chochem v'yobin ezois, this is what we lay on Tisha B'Av, v'asher dibe pia Hashem elov. Biagido almo of the Haaretz. Why Taku was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Why were Klal Yisrael thrown into Golus? Dovaze omru chachomim v'lo pirshuhu, omru neviim v'lo pirshuhu. The chachomim looked at it; they couldn't explain it. The neviim looked at it; couldn't answer the question. Could not answer the question. Almo of the Haaretz. Ad shepirushu Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmoi. Until Hakadosh Baruch Hu answered the question. Shenemar, as it says, Vayoyim Hashem. Al ozvom es toirosi asher nosati lifneim. Because you have forsaken my Torah. Why was there Yisrael Chorav? Because you have forsaken my Torah. And the Poshim Shat is because they didn't stop keeping the Torah. They became people that were not B'nai Torah anymore. That's the Poshim Shat. Al ozvom es toirosi. Why have you lost? Why have you lost the land? Because you have forsaken my Torah. But Rav Yehuda Marav, who's the Madoma of this Maimah, continues. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, what's Peshat al Ozvom es Toirosi? Sheloi Birchu ba Toiro Tchila. A lot of people stopped the Gemara the line before. They just read the Pasuk. Amo of the Horetz, al Ozvom es Toirosi. What do you mean al Ozvom es Toirosi? So Rav Yehuda Marav, so the Gemara, Sheloi Birchu ba Toiro Tchila. Says Rashi, Kishoi Oiskim ba Toiro. They were Oiskim ba Toiro. Of course they were. They were Iskimat Torah, the thousands of Levim. Torah nochanat. We know what the problem is. Loi hoyu mevorachim lefoneho. The pshat is that they didn't make a brocha when they learned the Torah. So, for them, hom mefalor in the ganze welt, the ganze welt. Because they didn't make a brocha on Torah. No. Derabonon noch. Derabonon. But then, for that, the whole group, and they were learning Torah. They were always giving about Torah. They were keeping the Torah. The whole churban of Yerushalayim, the whole Golus, was brought on Asher lo birchu b'Torah because they forgot to make a bracha. Al-Pi Aloch, a person learns Torah, and then they realize, oh, I forgot to make a bracha Torah. They haven't performed a mitzvah limud Torah. Of course they have. No, it's okay. Azoy gefelich. It's a pasuk noch. Al-Ozmo mes toirasi. Because you didn't make a bracha. So Grashi, why is it so important? Because when a person doesn't make a bracha, Galya da'atayhu is a revelation of his mind. She'eino matono chashuvo lahem. It's not important. A person only makes a bracha over things that they appreciate, things that they value. The lack of making a bracha meant, we'll learn a bit of Torah, we'll keep a bit of Torah. It's not important. We don't feel the privilege of what it means to be B'nai Torah. It's not that valuable to be a part of Klal Yisrael. This is a good fellow. We'll learn. So it makes sense that more in Shabbos, that when a person passes on from this world, it doesn't say, did you learn Torah? It doesn't say, lomadot Torah. The question is, kovato itinato. What's enough gemina? What if a person learns Shor Islam every day, hours and hours and hours, but it wasn't kovea itim? It wasn't kovea itim. One day is between 9 and 10, and the other day is between 1 and 2, and another time it's in the, 11 or 12 at night. It wasn't kovea itim. He'll go in, tovinish kovea itim na teher. He'll come and says before the Rebbeinu, and the Rebbeinu will say, oh, kum tagayin yankel. The uncle comes in. Zom here. Kovat itim na teher, did you fix times for learning? I finished that a few times. Kovato itim na teher. That's the question, not the matter. As the Mishnah says, "Im lamadato Torah haba al tachzik Torah b'latzmacho." No big deal. The question is whether kovato itim. What's a nafgemina? You know what a nafgemina is? Nafgemina is im galida atayu shumaton chashuva. Something that's vital and important that goes in the calendar and it doesn't. It goes in the diary and it doesn't move. It's non-negotiable. Everything else fits around it. If you kovea itim, it's not chasimim that is choshev. It's matona chashuva. It's not just something you fit in when you've got time. It comes first, everything else fits around it. It's a famous famous lesson that they teach in time management. Stamazoi, just agav. Maybe chaval not to mention here. But people say, I haven't got time for things. No, I don't have time for things. I'm so busy with everything else. And the moshul that they give, or the lesson that they give, is they take out a big vase, and on the table next to the vase, you've got some large stones, and then you've got some small pebbles, and then you've got some little things, and then you've got some sand. No, and your job is to get everything that's on the table into the vase. So what some people do is they scoop up all the sand and they dump it in the vase. And then they get the small pebbles and they dump that in the vase as well. And then they're managing to get maybe some of the large bricks in, but by the time it comes to the full-size rocks, no room. Can't get them in. The vase is full. And the instructor will say, watch and let me show you. Tips everything out. And this time he puts the large rocks in the vase. And then the smaller stones. And then the pebbles. And then you take all the sand and you pour it in. It finds its way through the crevices and the whole vase is full with everything. What's the nimshol? What are the rocks in a person's life? What are the pebbles? And what is the sand? Too often, we're busy with all the sand. The things that are not so choshev, the things that are not so important, and we fill up the vase with the tofel, and then when it comes to the iker, limudat Torah, time with the children, preparation for tefillah, I haven't got any time. There's no room. What's the answer? Kovato itim b'Torah. Put the rocks in, put the important things in. Everything else will find its way through the crevices. Find its way. So, in the same Maimon Chazal that says Kovato Itim Notero, it also says Tzipiso Yeshua. Because the relationship between Lomadato Torah to Osakto Batorah, sorry, to Kovato Itim Notero, is the same relationship that there is between He'emanto B'Moshiach to whether Tzipiso L'Moshiach. Person can say, yeah, I believed in something called Moshiach. Yeah, but the question was Tzipiso Yeshua. It's not enough in Muno. If it's really choshev, if it's really important, if the goddess of the Shechina really bothers you, and you see a world where there's so many tzoros, we just had another one of Rishab, Rachmona Litzlan, and sa'adich hazoi feel, you're so bothered. That it turns into a tzipiso liyushua, this is akin to somebody who looks at Torah in a similar light. He says, it's not just that I'm learning, but I'm koveya itim, this is something that's ikka to me, something that's absolutely vital. Now this is taka, perhaps you can explain the chet of the original Tisha B'Av, the chet of the Meraglim. We'll go to Eretz Yisroel, we'll have a look. Efshiyor, efshinisht. Also, it's efshinisht. What about Eretz Yisroel here? They went in with an attitude that said, we'll check it out. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That's not an attitude that works in Klal Yisroel. It's not enough to just settle for efshiyor. I believe there might be a Moshiach. I'll spend a bit of time learning Torah. It needs to be on the level that this is the most choshev thing in the world. Eretz Yisrael is the most choshev thing in the world. Without Eretz Yisrael, we're in Golos. We have nothing. Couldn't some Rishonim, all of our mitzvahs outside Eretz Yisrael. All of our mitzvahs, even Daraisas, are in the Drabonah. But The Ramban holds you're wasting your time outside of Eretz Yisrael. Adayoim, whether we have Moshiach, not Moshiach, whether you have the, we have Beis Hamikdash, Nishkan Beis Hamikdash, wasting your time. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, chaval al hazman. Posuk states the Re'ei Betuv Yerushalayim. That's what the Meraglim were lacking. They were lacking this Re'ei Betuv. This is what happened when Avraham Avinu turned up at Har Moriah with Yitzchak. And he says, what can you see? And Yitzchak says, I can see the Shechina. And he turns to Eliezer and he turns to Yishma. What can you see? Can't see anything. Can't see anything. Shulachem poyim achamori like the donkey. Because the person needs to see the chashivas in Eretz Yisrael. The person needs to see the chashivas in Limud HaTorah. And need to understand the chashivas of what it means to have a world with Moshiach compared to a world that's not with Moshiach. Just be mamshich a little bit. A very important yisoy. Chofetz Chaim writes, we have two pesukim. One we say during the week, and one we say on Shabbos. Pesuk we say during the week is Roitze Hashem es yireo, es hamyachanim lechasto. Pesuk we say on Shabbos is Hine ein Hashem el yireo, lamiyachanim lechasto. Two very similar pesukim. Chofetz Chaim picks up on the slight change. Here it says, Yireov, lam yachinim lechastoy. Here it says, es yireov, es ham yachinim lechastoy. So the Chofetz Chaim, roitza Hashem es yireov, es ham yachinim lechastoy, is talking about two different types of people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires either his yireov, the people that have yirah shomayim, or his roitza es ham yachinim lechastoy. Because if it was the same person, it would be like any other person, the possible. Ein Hashem el yireov, lam yachinim lechastoy. Es Yireov and Es Hamiyachinim is two different types of people. Who are the two types of people that Rabbi Shalom desires? Either someone that's Yirei Hashem, or a person that is Miyachin Lechastoy. So this Miyachin Lechastoy, what, he's not a Yirei Hashem? He's not a Yirei Hashem? The person that yearns for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed is not a Yirei Hashem? Says the Chofetz Chaim, no, he's not. He's not a Yirei Hashem. He's not worthy, and he's not a Tzaddik, and he doesn't have Zchusim. So why is Hashem roitze? Why does Hashem desire him? You know why Kodesh Baruch Hu desires him? Because he's a miyachel lechastoy. A person that is metzapel Yeshua is deserving of Yeshua, even if he's not deserving on his own schusim. And Azor state in Gro, in the posuk that I write it, yes, I think I did. In posuk state, Habotech b'Hashem chesed yisoyvevenu. A person that puts his betochen in the Rebbeinu Shalom will be surrounded with chesed. Zog de gro on that posuk. Even if this person is a rosha, he's a rosha. Nishtam, he doesn't have schusim. He's a rosha, but he's boteach b'Hashem chesed yisoyvevenu. The Sforim learn from there that a person that puts his betochen in the Rebbeinu Shalom, even if he's not deserving, and even if he's not worthy, but just by virtue of the fact that he looks towards the Rebbeinu Shalom, Ein Hashem El Yireov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look back towards him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, you are Miyachin Lechastoy, you are Mitzapel Yeshua, you are a person that yearned for a better world, you expected it, even though you weren't necessarily deserving, Padem Alein, for that alone, you will be Zochet to the Geula. Baruch HaGever, Asher Yivtach BaHashem, you know why? Because V'Hoya Hashem Yivtachoy. Because a person puts his bitoch in the Rebbeinu Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond and say, I will be your mivtoch or mishon. I will look after you. It's a peletikazach. Peletikazach. Chaznush has lost the right to this and will be talking of Azoi state in the Gron, Azoi Shon, Chofetz Chaim, and many other places. By virtue of the fact that a person puts his bitoch in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that alone is what brings about the Yeshua, that's what brings about the Geula. If it's true for a Yochid, if it's true for an individual member of Klal Yisrael, Kal v'choyma ben benoy shel Kal v'choyma, it applies to Klal Yisrael as a whole. If Klal Yisrael is mitzapel Yeshua, if Klal Yisrael puts their faith and puts their hope and puts their longing in the Yeshua, so that tzipior alone is what can bring about the Yeshua. Even if we feel we're shvach, and even if we feel we're not worthy, and even if we feel we're not mahad min ha-mahadim, and even if we were nothing like the former generations, of a mitoich that we have, emunah, that is what brings about the Gula. The biggest raya, and we'll finish with this, the biggest raya is from Mitzrayim. From Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Boshim and says, Vahin lo yaminu li, they're not going to believe in me. What do you mean? The Pasuk already said, Vayamin ho'om. V'schus emunah nigalu. What was Moshe saying? Moshe was saying, it's not emunah in the Rebbeinu Shalom that we need now. Avad did they got emunah in the Rebbeinu Shalom? Avada the Yidden had a moon in the Rebbeinu Shalom by in Mitzrayim. But what they were perhaps lacking, Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned about, was emunah in the Yeshua. They didn't believe that they'd be redeemed. They believed that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, but they didn't believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam was going to get them out of Mitzrayim. That's where the emunah was lacking. But we learn from the Smak, we learn from the Rambam, that the chelek in emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam is tzipiyo l'Yeshua. Also attached to the other question, nosasav and nosatav be'emunah, the Chassidish attached, is were you noisiv and noisin in the sugya of emunah? Not did you do business be emunah, nososav and nosata be emunah, were you trustworthy in business, but it means nososav and nosata, did you make a business out of understanding emunah and Ribbono Shel Olam? Because there is emunah, that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, and then there's a whole new emunah that says Ribbono Shel Olam will get us out of here. Kuzari says a similar vote, this is finished, the ma'aseh, that tefillah that we say in Kedusha. M'koim chomakinu sofia, v'sinuch aleinu, aleinu, you know why? Ki mechakim. Ki mechakim anachnu loch. Ki mechakim. Because we yearn for you, Ribbono Shel Olam, because we are longing for your Yeshua, therefore mimkom chomalkeinu. Because of that, as it says in Chazal, Medrashei Chatoiv, and Apostol, V'omar b'yoyim ahu, Hine elokeinu zeh, kivinu loy v'yoyishienu, zeh Hashem kivinu loy, nogilo v'nismucho b'shua asoy. So in Chazal, the Ribbono Shel Olam will be able to say one day, V'omar b'yoyim ahu, Hine elokeinu zeh, kivinu loy. Because we yearn to Ribbono Shel Olam, because we expected His Yeshua, therefore v'yoshienu. Therefore v'yoshienu. So, whether we're talking about on the prat, or we're talking about in the klal, whether we're talking about the individual, or we're talking about Gans Klal Yisrael, it's quite clear that there's something called emunah, and then there's something called tzipio. And one needs to lead to the other. The first level is that a person believes and understands that Ribbono Shel Olam is running the world, and the world is supposed to be a vehicle for Kvod Shemayim. But that needs to translate into something that says, Ani mitzapa l'Yeshua, I'm hoping for it, I'm longing for it. Not stam. Ani ma'amin beviyas ha-Moshiach. But achak eloi b'chol yom she'ovoi. Be'ez Hashem, as a result of achak eloi b'chol yom she'ovoi, as a result of the ki mechakim anach muloch, who b'zoche be'ez Hashem, mekorot, mekoyuchom, al-kibis.